Time for our local hero report. Bob Flaherty here. I'm going with Devon Whitney Deal, the program manager for CESA, the Community Involved in Sustaining Agriculture. And our local hero for this week is Sam Perkins of Bug Hill Farm in Ashfield. Good morning, kids. How you doing?
Good morning, Bob.
Good.
Great. I want to just remind you, Bob, that it is pick your own season. Ashfield is a beautiful place to be, and Sam happens to have some blueberries that are just waiting for families to come and pick and take home.
Well, right at the moment, it's primarily blueberries. Usually at this time of year, we also have black currants. But we got inundated with black currant pickers in the first week when they were available, and they got picked out. Usually they go until about mid-August, but not this year. We don't have a berry left. So right now it's blueberries, and then our fall raspberries. Looks like they're going to kick in around mid-August. We always have a lot of good raspberries.
Don't forget, Sam, you also have some products that people can peruse and purchase from berries that you grow. You turn them into value-added products.
Some of the berries and some other things we grow, such as pears and rhubarb, go into our value-added. We make jams, and we make something called shrubs, which are also known as sipping vinegars. They're fruit-infused vinegars that were popular in the 18th century. They started a comeback about 10 to 15 years ago, initially as a mixer for cocktails. But in fact, shrubs are incredibly versatile. Because they're vinegar-based, they're great to use as an ingredient in salad dressing. But the interesting thing is you really don't taste them as vinegar. You taste them as this wonderfully intense fruit flavor. So we drizzle them on yogurt and ice cream, put a little bit in seltzer water, and make a homemade soda. Well, and we make a blackcurrant cordial, which is non-alcoholic cordial we make by pressing blackcurrants and adding a bit of honey. Incredible on vanilla ice cream or... Some people write us and say they put it on their pancakes and waffles and cheesecake and almost anything.
You know, Devon, it seemed like eons ago when we actually had guests in the studio, okay? And the host, namely me, would sample some of these things like the black currant cordial and some of the jams and all that. God, I miss those days, Devon.
I know, Bob, and I feel badly because they are delicious. I know that I've had that blackcurrant cordial, and I've put it in plain seltzer water. It makes it so delicious.
We are certified organic. You know, berries can be grown, if they're grown conventionally, with a fair amount of inorganic pesticides and so on. So we don't do any spraying at all, even of organic. We don't spray our berries with anything. So we're certified organic, and we like to think that we go a step beyond that in terms of our agricultural practices to grow berries that are both nutrient dense, but also very safe and healthy.
Are there certain times that this is conducive to picking? Is it every day? Is it the weekends? When does all this picking take place?
Oh, it can really take place anytime. I mean, we prefer if people call ahead. That helps us manage the picking schedule and helps us ensure that there are adequate berries for people when they want to come pick. But we don't turn people away if they just drop in. And so we are closed Monday, but other than that, you know, people can pretty much come and pick. Blueberries come along and then raspberries. So we generally have something to pick all the way from mid-July through the end of October.
A little bit about your story. I understand that it was love and first sight with you and Charlotte.
Yes.
I should have some music going for this, but...
Well, I fell in love with Charlotte, love at first sight, too. And then, well, that was a long time ago. We were looking, not sure how long we were looking for land, 2 or 3 years. We just wanted to buy a piece of land and build a house and have a big garden. Then somehow or other, we ended up looking in the hill towns. We really weren't familiar with the hill towns. And someone said, oh, you ought to go look in Ashfield. That's a wonderful town. And a series of sort of odd coincidences brought us to Bug Hill Farm. We did, in fact, fall in love with it at first sight, especially the native blueberry bushes. We have some gorgeous 12-foot tall native bushes.
You could climb that. How do people get in touch with you? What's the best way for people listening to this to find out more about Bug Hill Farm?
Our farm number, which is 413-628 3980. There's lots of information generally on the website.
What was the decision making concerning berries? Is it because you're way up on the top of a hill?
It is actually, I think, an ideal climate for black currants because they like cold.
It's like a labor of love with you and Charlotte and Bug Hill Farm, Sam. This has been our CESA report, and our local hero this week is Sam Perkins from Bug Hill Farm in Asheville, along with Devon Whitney Deal, the program manager for CESA, the community involved in sustaining agriculture. Thank you, folks.
You too.
BuyLocalFood.org.